We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, radio family, and welcome. It is nice to return for another weekend edition of Community Focus and heard in our intercom stations. Saturday and Sunday mornings, the weekend is again upon us, and so is the wonderful opportunity to get the word out and talk about good people who are definitely doing some good things in our community. I'm really giddy because I have these two lovely individuals. We have not chatted in a while, and really, our conversation this morning, radio family, will be so time appropriate. Now, for those of you who really have a good memory, we're going to put it to the test here for the first few seconds. Now, you may recall two members of our Community Focus family, one who serves as a representative of Segmented Marketing Services, Inc., SMSI Health Insurance Solutions, and SMSI Urban Call Marketing, Inc., Urban Call Publications. So Sandy Miller-Jones and Lafayette Jones, respectively. Family, good morning and welcome back to Community Focus. You're looking great. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling terrific.
You look terrific.
A little sleepy this morning. I didn't get enough sleep last night.
But right.
I'm in pretty good shape, though.
Good.
If I get enough exercise, I'm fine.
Absolutely. And it is so nice to have you back on the program. I mentioned how this was time appropriate. Because what I want to do, Sandy and Lafayette, is sort of do a little recall for those who may be hearing you for the first time. And for others who do have a good memory, this is where I said we're going to put it to the test. Now, you may recall, radio family, that Sandy or Sandra, well, we'll say Sandy.
Okay, Sandy. Okay, fine.
Thank Excellent. You. You're welcome. So, Sandy, you, Lafayette, and I, the last time we were here on Community Focus, we discussed how Medicare enrollees, and these are persons 65 and older and disabled, were eligible to receive extra help subsidies if they were also enrolled in the North Carolina State Medicaid program.
Right.
And generally, and the reason why I'm so happy you're here, because our conversation is also going to talk about the enrollment period, which is already upon us. And we want to make sure that every single individual listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, especially those in the eligibility age range, have all the information. So we want to maximize the awareness and especially the education of the programs that we're about to talk about. So we want to make sure that for those who are unaware, there are significant, and I emphasize that word, additional financial benefits if they are aware, and equally so if they qualify. So that's really the main purpose of what our conversation is going to be about this morning. So, Lafayette, we're going to put the ball in your court, sir.
Okay.
What are, well, first of all, let me start with this. What are the four business entities of SMSI? Let's get our radio listeners familiar with that first.
Well, we're a 40-year-old company. Sandy, when she lived in Chicago and got her MBA from the Kellogg School of Business, went to work for Quaker. Well, after that, she started SMSI, our first company, Segmented Marketing Services, which was to give away free product samples. And we give away free product samples all over America in the top 35 markets on behalf of different clients and customers. And we've been doing that for a long time.
Yes, you have.
We also started a company called SMSI Urban Call Publishing, and we produce inserts for newspapers all across America, and in particular in North Carolina. These are four-page inserts, so that's one business. Mm-hmm. And Sandy's going to tell you about SMSI Health Insurance Solutions.
Yes, we started our health insurance solutions business because we wanted to help people understand Obamacare initially.
Right.
And today, Renee, we'd like to speak a little bit about
Absolutely.
Obamacare as well as Medicare. So we started to work with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina when Obamacare was initially being offered to consumers broadly. And we educated consumers all over North Carolina yes. about the benefits of Obamacare, and then helped to start to enroll those consumers in Obamacare policies. Affordable Care Act and Obamacare are the same, and
yes.
people should know that. So now we've perhaps helped, as many as, it was 10,000, now it's gone up, about 15,000
wow.
people.
Yeah,
to get health insurance that didn't.
And that likely includes Sandy and Lafayette from the last conversation that we had when you were on the program and were initially introduced as part of our community focus family. See, you were newbies way then. You know, you're professionals at this, and you obviously have been doing it for a long time. But thank you for that explanation, Sandy, because we may, throughout the course of the remainder of our time together, when we do interchange between Affordable Health Care Act and Obamacare, it is one and the same, as you just mentioned. But the important thing is, and it's so hard to believe, that we're just about to say goodbye to 2019.
Yes. Last month.
Yeah. And then 2020 is literally, exactly. 2020 is around the corner. So the enrollment period is very important because for both Medicare, that is through December 7th
yes.
of this year, and the Affordable Health Care, Obamacare, will be through December 15th.
Exactly.
So it's so important, Radio Family, that, again, back to the timing of our conversation this morning, to get the word out, to get the important information, especially for those when it comes simply, Sandy, on what to do, on how to get started.
Yes, absolutely.
And there are lots of ways to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, this whole thing got started on the healthcare solutions because Sandy woke up one morning and said to me at 6 o'clock in the morning, we need to go help President Obama. And I said, okay. I'm a guinea pig in the morning. And I said, doing what? She said, help President Obama put the word out on, it wasn't called Obamacare at that time.
Right.
But it is now for the most part. And I said, how? And we talked about it, and that's how we got involved. And
wow.
that led us to go to work for many companies in the business. And Sandy said we've helped a lot of people.
Absolutely.
But it fits in line with what a healthy living every day.
Exactly.
That's our thing, if you will.
Right.
And this just falls under that big umbrella.
Exactly. And see how you just work that out, Lafayette, because that was going to be my next question to you. What are some of the things that SMSI has done to help people be healthier? See, you just spot on, my friend. I love
thank
that.
You.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you having us on your show.
More than welcome.
Many listeners and constituents. We have done many things. One of the things we did was for Mrs. Dash. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Dash is a salt-free alternative.
Right.
We serve 50,000 salt-free spaghetti meals in the U.S. as one of our programs.
Right.
People who have high blood pressure need to have less salt or no salt. Mrs. Dash is perfect for that. And so we made tasty alternatives and served them through black churches in 15 and 20 markets. For General Mills, we did something called Feeding Dreams, and that was around health. We met people all over America and provided them with marketing tools
right.
so they could help other people in their neighborhood, whether it was about drug abuse or even, African American women, many don't exercise because of your girl's hair.
Right.
You don't want to get sweated up.
Exactly.
So that has been, we've done that with General Mills and some other companies. Mm-hmm. So over the last 25 or 30 years, we've probably done 5,000-6,000 executions of all right. kinds around the theme healthy living.
Mm-hmm.
We also support walks and races. Any way you can get the word out
right.
to find where the audience is to make them aware, and that's under 65 and over 65.
Exactly.
That's how our world is divided.
And I like that you preface the different age groups because it's so important for us at any age to try to take better care of ourselves. And whether this is something that we find at a point in our lives that as we are getting older, our bodies are changing. Every year. And our mindset of how to take care of our bodies is changing. And I just wanted to get back a little bit about the healthier eating because for many of us, obviously, when we not just talk about the end of the year, this is around that time where many are preparing for either Thanksgiving dinners, mm-hmm. the Christmas dinners, mm-hmm. just the time to be around family. And generally, when you're around family, you're around food.
That's true.
It's like music. It's like art.
Exactly.
It's like clothing.
Right.
Language. All those things are culture.
Exactly.
And food and eating is about
culture. About that. Right. It's like they go hand in hand. Absolutely. Well, what is the Healthy Living Day initiative that SMSI is working on right now?
We have been working, I guess, for the past 2 years mm-hmm. on that health insurance issue.
Right.
Because we know that if people do not have health insurance, mm-hmm. the probabilities are that they are going to be more sick than their neighbors who do, because it's health care is such an expensive part of
it really
our
does.
Whole life.
It really does.
And so our focus has been on getting as many people insured as we possibly can and educating as many people about the opportunities to get insured.
Absolutely.
And how to use it.
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
As we possibly can.
I also like the fact, too, Sandy and Lafayette, is that as we continue in this discussion, that there are options. You know, every particular, or I should say, one particular health care plan may not necessarily work for someone else.
Absolutely.
So it is nice to know that we do have options and that we can look to professionals such as yourselves. In fact, licensed Medicare agent team of individuals that include yourself,
absolutely.
Sandy, that can help folk
if
with
I could
that.
Just talk about just a few of these great professionals that work with
yes.
us. We're talking about Sharon Lyles, Talia Lloyd, John Wall, Constance Baker Harris,
yes.
Deborah Shore, Natalie Nicholson, and Sandra McCauley.
Absolutely. And if I can, Sandy, quickly, because I've had Constance on the program
yeah.
before,
mm-hmm.
yes. And Constance has also done a phenomenal job, and I'm sure for the rest of the agent team, send them my hellos and certainly my thank yous for what all of you do for members of our community to initiate and really make us aware that there are programs out there that can benefit everybody.
Can I say
yes,
a word about these
you.
Agents?
Yes.
They're licensed. The training from the various insurance companies and from the federal government,
mm-hmm.
from the state government are
right.
rigorous.
Yes.
And so they're studying all year long.
Absolutely.
And getting qualified with certificates. And so Sandy had been spending a lot of time focusing on getting approved for something. She passed all the exams. Like
wonderful. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, I'm not smart enough to pass all those tests. I do something else. But they're all qualified.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's one of the key points. People who are listening should get them to hire themselves for free. An agent who can help them.
Right.
Doesn't cost them anything.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And because every year you get a year older mm-hmm. and the plans change.
Absolutely.
And so do you.
Right.
And so that's where you should have a review.
Mm-hmm.
And these agents can help you.
Absolutely.
And they're just so talented.
Very
and
true.
And on top of it, it's a lot of fun for them to do.
Yeah, they enjoy it.
Yes.
They enjoy it. It's definitely an opportunity. No doubt for you, Sandy, the constant contact that you have with members of the community. And to, again, just say thank you because you're right. Every year something is changing about various enrollment programs. And it's important that we have agent team members like yourself that stay on top of your game. So we appreciate you in that aspect.
Yes. And let me just emphasize for your audience that mm-hmm. if they want to work with an agent, that they should make sure that that agent is
licensed. Absolutely.
And that agent is certified.
Thank you for that. That's right. Those are two very key things to look out for.
And don't give them any money because it doesn't
right.
cost
you anything.
You want to avoid these scams.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
Someone says this is going to for me to review this for
mm-hmm,
you,
mm-hmm.
this is going to cost you X. Not true.
Right. That's where you need to hang up
yep.
or disconnect or do what you need to do,
exactly.
Radio Family. Beautiful information and a great way to bring the first half of our program to a close. I'm glad we do have a second part and we can really get into the particulars.
It goes quick.
That's right. It does. Well, that's what happens when you're with family and you're having fun. So Sandy Miller-Jones and Lafayette Jones, welcome back, family. It's good to see you and to have you here on the Weekend Edition.
Thank you.
Of Community Focus. You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family, for your wonderful company as well. As always, there would be no public affairs program without you. So we are going to take a quick break and indeed come back more of the Weekend Edition of Community Focus right after this break. It is more the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family. If you are just joining us, welcome to our public affairs show. Thank you if you've been with us since the beginning of the program, and a wonderful opportunity again every Saturday and Sunday morning to talk about good things taking place in our communities. As mentioned earlier, and to get you caught up if you are just joining us, the 2020 enrollment period for both Medicare is through December 7th, and the Affordable Health Care, Obamacare, is through December 15th. It's now upon us, and again, it is imperative we maximize the awareness and education of these programs, and I can't think of two of the most qualified individuals to do that in Sandy Miller-Jones and Lafayette Jones, again, with segmented. Maybe if I just slow down a little bit, I can get all the words in.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, but that's why we say SMSI for short, right?
Right.
Segmented Marketing Services, Inc., SMSI Health Insurance Solutions, and SMSI Urban Call Marketing, Inc., and Urban Call Publications. So Lafayette and Sandy, as we continue in our great conversation this morning, I wanted to go into the particulars. How does Medicare Advantage operate? And Sandy, I want to address that question to you.
Yes, and can I back up just a little?
Absolutely.
And talk about the three options that
people have
definitely. For Medicare insurance.
Sure.
They can stay on original Medicare, mm-hmm. and that would be with the government, and the government would, the government of the United States, of course, would manage their health care insurance. And the advantage is that they don't have to do anything except just be 65 and
right.
be a part of, be a citizen of the U.S. and have worked in the U.S. Right. for at least 40 quarters for 10 years. Most of us have by the time we're 65. The disadvantage there is that original Medicare only pays 80% of your expenses, your medical
right.
expenses. So there's a Medicare supplement that you can add that would help pay the other 20% of your expenses. Those require that you pay a monthly fee for those Medicare supplements. And then there's Medicare Advantage.
Right.
That's the third option. And Medicare Advantage means that a private insurance company, such as a Blue Cross Blue Shield or Humana, Humana does a lot of education and outreach with the community. They will take your health care responsibilities on, and you will work then with a private insurance company for Medicare Advantage. And Medicare Advantage is generally you don't pay anything more than you would pay basically for original Medicare.
Right.
Monthly premiums are often zero. And there are many other advantages that you get at no cost, such as silver sneakers
right.
and meal replacements when you have been in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
A cap, you have a maximum amount that you would pay out of your pocket for any given year, which is unlike original Medicare.
Right.
And other advantages.
So. Absolutely. And I like that because that is such a wonderful thing to know that as we do get older and as we do age, that there are benefits.
Yes.
For individuals that are 65 years, I like to say, and younger, I don't know, and maybe I think, Sandy and Lafayette, using myself as a personal example, I grew up around a lot of older adults. I'm my mother's only child.
Mm-hmm.
And so spending time with two sets of grandparents.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Really afforded me the opportunity, and even still to this day, even though many of them are deceased or have passed on, I have wonderful memories reflective of a lot of wisdom that was in the room at the time growing up. And so I'm talking friends of the family who lived well into their 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Sandy earlier while you were out of the room for a second, Lafayette, our grandmother lived to be 97. Now, she died back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, you know, she was born in 1912. So she would have been well over 100 years, probably about 104 now.
Wow.
And she was still here. But the beautiful thing about it is there are individuals that are at that particular age.
Yes.
And that are still very well in tune with what's going on around them. And so to me, this is just always an opportunity, particularly to share with younger persons that are listening. Take advantage of any opportunity that you have to spend with an adult, an older adult, I would say particularly a grandparent. in a lot of instances, there are those who are great grandparents, mm-hmm. even great grandparents, and sit down and just have conversations.
Absolutely.
That's with the individual. It is, and it's just so beautiful what you can learn. The things that they did when, you know, they were at your particular age.
Yes.
You know, because we live in such a society where everything is, you know, fortunately for us, tech savvy, but there was a lot of instances in which, you know, computers weren't around. Mm-hmm. We didn't have social media. We didn't have iPhones and Android and tablets and these cell phones that take pictures mm-hmm. of everything. Everything was here. So the living memory that's upstairs, I think, for a lot of older individuals. Because what I loved about it until, unfortunately, Alzheimer's started to rob her of the short-term memory.
Yes.
The long term was incredible. And this is what has always fascinated me in listening to older individuals and how they can recall things that happened, let's say, 20, 30 years ago, mm-hmm. as if it happened just 2 days ago.
Yes.
And I'm like, how do you remember that far back? And, you know, grandma's like, child, let me tell you. That's how they start every story. Child, let me, honey, child, let me tell you. Exactly. They were there. Mm-hmm. They were there. Absolutely. So just a reflective moment, and not to get off subject. But
that is part of the psychological caregiving of our, if you will, elders.
Exactly.
Or people that are older. All of us really are caretakers.
We are.
We just may not know
it yet.
At the time.
Exactly.
And all of this, you know, when you talk about Get Started, it's time for Medicare,
mm-hmm.
review your options. We're not just talking about the folks over 65 or those disabled.
Right, right.
We're talking about the caregivers mm-hmm. because oftentimes I had to take over some of the things that my mother died 2 years ago at 96.
Right.
And Sandy was encouraging me to get involved early on.
Yeah.
Take her to the doctor.
Exactly.
Ask her
questions. Right,
And it's not that she wasn't articulate. It's just that she needed a little help mm-hmm. and the assurance that someone who loved her would be there. So these caregivers start almost at any age.
It is very true.
And so this is not just, this information is for people over 65 with Medicare, but also those who are
under,
caregivers.
Absolutely.
Good practice for yourself.
Very true. Very true. Now, another thing, Sandy, that I remember in our last conversation here on Community Focus, here's a great opportunity to reiterate this information. Some of the benefits of the LIS and the dual eligible plans.
Oh, absolutely. For people who have limited incomes, and limited incomes for an individual, the government considers to be under $18,000 a year.
Right.
And a limited income for a couple, you're talking about under $28,000 a year. So if you have your incomes are within that range
mm-hmm.
and your assets are small, then the government does offer you help paying for your premiums as well as your other health care opportunities. And you can talk with, again, an agent about that, and they mm-hmm. can help you get it done. Or an individual can call Medicare, and they will tell them about it.
Absolutely.
1-800-MEDICARE, and they can get the information that they need.
Wonderful. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard here on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings. Thank you very much, Radio Family, for your fine company, and of course the company of members of our Community Focus family, and both Sandy Miller-Jones and Lafayette Jones. I am actually, and I see that you brought a paper copy, which is excellent. And thank you for emailing me the information, too, because I have it pulled up on my electronic device. Mm-hmm. But you actually have a Healthy Living Everyday Edition, which is part of the SMSI Network and Urban Call publication. And it is so great that we can find it in printed form, too. Because for individuals who may not be as computer savvy, it's always great to have a hard copy of that information as well. And I love the fact that you make it available to us in the community. And one thing that I
at no charge.
At no charge, absolutely. So Radio Family, please keep that in mind. Any of the area businesses that you frequent, look for the Healthy Living Everyday Edition of, again, it is Urban Call. Great information on how to get started. As now is the time to review the Medicare options that are available, and even how important it is to act now to get or renew affordable health insurance. So thank you both for making that readily available. So the next, of course, important and big question for our listeners this morning, who can qualify for Medicare Advantage?
Anybody who has Part A and yeah, B again. These exactly. are technical terms.
Right, right. But that's why we're thankful that we have licensed, again, right. Medicare agent team members such as yourself, Sandy.
Absolutely. Anybody who is has Part A and Part B. Mm-hmm. Part A for a Medicare is hospitalization, and Part B is doctor's care.
Excellent.
And hospitalization, everybody gets. The Part B, that's another story. You have
right,
to find out
right.
whether or not you have that.
Absolutely. So. And I think this also attests to, getting back to Lafayette, what you were mentioning earlier for those of us, who are caregivers, to have information in which we can sit down and have conversations
that's
with family members such as this, because this is beautifully put together. You have a section on if you were born before 1955 or living with a disability.
Right.
What are some of the advantages that you can take care of that? The one thing that I see that you have in boxed is the importance of a primary care physician.
That's right.
Which a lot of people may not have, because again, as we do get older and our bodies are going through all these different changes and we're wondering what's going on, the importance of having a trusted
yes.
physician, and that is so key. Thank you for pointing to me at that. See, I learned some things the last time you were on the program. That's so true, is to have someone that you trust enough to talk about health care and the importance of the information.
And being prepared when you go there.
Exactly.
I had an appointment this morning at 7:40 with my doctor,
yeah,
my primary care doctor, but I went with my questions.
Very
good. You're going to get about 15 minutes,
exactly.
and you can't remember all of that.
Right, right.
So if you write down
mm-hmm.
what it is that you want
very
to talk
true.
About, it facilitates a great conversation.
Absolutely.
By the way, Urban Call is produced in hard copy for the reason that you mentioned.
Yes.
But it also is online. We're introducing a blog this January.
Oh, very good.
Called urbancall.podcast.
Okay, very nice.
Urbancallpodcast.com.
.com. Okay,
which will be coming.
Well, the young ones who are listening, they'll know what to do to help our senior family members.
Want to read this.
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
we give out thousands of copies at churches, mm-hmm. beauty salons, barbershops. And if they want to get a special shipment for their group, they can call us at 336-759-7477.
Excellent.
We also do group meetings for Bible studies. We go to different community events and speak. Like at the Urban League we recently spoke at.
Right.
We're very community-focused.
Absolutely, and that's so important.
We go where people live, work, play, study, shop, and worship.
I like that you said that. You go where the people go.
Yes.
Where people are, actually.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very true, very true. So, Lafayette, please, before we come to the end of this great conversation this morning, to make sure that we repeat that information for those who may just be tuning in.
Please call us at 336-759-7477. That's 336-759-7477, and we're glad to refer you or help share our publications with you, et cetera.
Absolutely, absolutely. Another great thing, too, that I've noticed in your publication, that Seniors Health Insurance Information Program has answers. And what I really like is the answers that are being provided on this public affairs program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
What do they say? Our people perish for the lack of mm-hmm. knowledge.
Yes, very true. Well, you know, that's the one thing that I'm thankful that, you know, our radio stations have a format such as this, because mm-hmm. I find in the number of years that I've been in the media and just in talking with members of our radio family, Lafayette and Sandy, a lot are appreciative for individuals such as yourself and other members of our community-focused family who can come on a public affairs program, because they say a lot of times that if they don't tune in to a particular radio station or program, they won't know that these programs are out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
true.
Yeah. So thank you so much for what it is that you do. When you answer questions such as, are there doctors and hospitals and specialists in the network, because like you said, a lot of the jargon or the terminology, I think, can be intimidating
yes,
to a lot of individuals.
And let me speak to that.
Absolutely.
Sandy is a subject matter expert and can give all the details and
right.
do it very well.
Yeah.
There's also a shortcut.
Yeah.
Call them up and ask for free
exactly.
help.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
And that's the most important
very true.
Thing.
Very
you
true.
Don't. I never knew all of these things until I got involved with what Sandy was doing.
Right.
I don't know it all now either. But
he's still learning.
Still learning.
Yeah,
and so I, talking to someone about this just makes you feel a little better.
It does. It really does. And particularly, I'm sure, Sandy, to be able to explain it in language or in terminology that a person can understand. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's level is going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's way of thinking may be a little bit different.
Absolutely. It's so gratifying to work with people.
Yeah.
And to work with people who do need the information.
Absolutely.
And, people are much more intelligent than many people give them.
Very true. Well, absolutely.
People understand.
Right. Yes.
It's just
exactly.
Being able to express it in a way that they can
understand. Very true. Very true.
Most importantly, I want to emphasize about Affordable Care Act.
Sure.
I could just go there.
For yeah, absolutely.
Second. It is alive and well. Don't let anyone tell you that
any
Affordable Care Act is not out there and still providing subsidies, providing help for people to get their insurance.
That's wonderful.
It's really the hallmark of the Obama administration mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. they were able to get affordable health care. Unfortunately, it's not in every – it's in many states, but not where it should be. But
right.
that's coming. Even in our state, there's mm-hmm. an opportunity for a significant improvement.
Absolutely.
And we're hoping that that will occur. But the basic foundation,
mm-hmm.
our beloved president and his team administration mm-hmm. put that in place. So we should be forever grateful.
Exactly. Exactly. And I like that you mentioned that, too, because – as we're having this conversation, and particularly when we think about so many different things that happen from month to month, but I think particularly for the month of November, and we just recently had Veterans Day, remembering the men and women who have served our country,
mm-hmm.
wanting to just stress this particular point that if you are within 3 months of turning 65, Radio mm-hmm. Family, you're eligible for the Medicare Initial Enrollment Period, or they call it the IEP.
That's right.
For short,
mm-hmm.
that you can enroll in a Medicare plan to complement your veterans' benefits. And see, a lot of
Absolutely.
Veterans don't know about
That's
this.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes. And while veterans' benefits are very good benefits
mm-hmm.
generally,
right.
there are some things that if you have a Medicare Advantage plan,
right.
that extra things that you can
And that's
no
the
cost.
Key word. Exactly.
Yeah.
I like we spot
is,
on.
A
yeah.
lot of people who are already enrolled in these plans,
mm-hmm.
they're leaving money on the table because
right.
you're not getting all the benefits.
Benefits, right.
For example, in some programs, once a quarter, you can get what is it you get?
Over-the-counter, free over-the-counter
right.
Medications.
And what a benefit that can be, because when we look at just how expensive just one prescription
Well, these aren't
can
even prescriptions.
Be.
These,
right.
These are actual, like, lotion.
Okay. I see
what else, Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
Analgesics.
Yes.
Right.
Your vitamins,
and
toothpaste.
Right.
All the things that
the,
you would
the basics.
That
basics.
You would buy. And you get an allocation every quarter.
Wow.
Many of the companies do that.
Mm-hmm.
They also
mm-hmm.
have silver sneakers.
Right.
You can, if you a silver sneaker, you can join any gym.
Exactly.
You know what it costs
right,
to go to a gym?
Right. Oh.
I mean, I'm not just the YMCA, YWCA,
mm-hmm.
but also to the large facilities at, what is that, LA, somebody?
Mm.
Who is it? She's just trying to send me there the other day.
Okay.
It's
LA Fitness.
LA Fitness.
Uh-huh.
Our friend
yes.
Magic Johnson is
uh-huh.
a partner in that. But LA Fitness and all the big operations
right.
take these offer these benefits. And the reason that they do is cheaper to keep us alive and healthy than go through sometimes amputations or
exactly.
extended periods of
right.
illness, et
cetera. Right.
So it's in the insurance companies and in our best interests to do preventive things.
Absolutely, because this makes me think of, and sadly, we have so many seniors that post-retirement years, the income gradually changes
right.
from when they used to be in the workforce.
Yes.
And, of course, there's really no such thing as a 9-to-5 anymore these days. But at that time, that was the general, you know, time frame of going to work. But once they leave the workforce and they're relying on whatever retirement benefits.
If any.
If any. Exactly. And that's the point. Because it's so devastating to hear about a senior adult who's having to struggle to make a decision. And this should never be the case where you have to decide when it comes to any money that is allocated, how much is going to go toward prescription,
yes,
to take care of yourself, and how much is going to go to the basic necessities that include food,
yes,
and clothing and trying to keep a roof over your head. And for some who may, you know, still have the beautiful opportunity to drive themselves from point A to B, you know, it requires maintenance to keep a car on the road. You got to keep gas in it to go from point A to point B. So just the little things. But how sad that as we get older that we have to even face those difficulties.
Yes, that is so terribly unfortunate.
Yeah.
And as you alluded to, the Medicare Advantage plans do provide drug coverage.
Right,
so
exactly.
So very important.
Absolutely. Yes. Uh-huh. So many good things really to actually look forward to, that when we put a positive look on things,
yes,
knowing that we have all of these wonderful benefits and opportunities, especially through, again, a licensed Medicare agent team, such as you, Sandy, and what you contribute, Lafayette. I just can't thank you both enough.
Thank you for having
Absolutely.
Us on your show.
Wonderful. Any closing comments, anything that I didn't bring to the conversation that you want to add today?
I think you covered most of the things that we think are very vital
for
your consumers to know. But call us. We'd be glad to help.
Absolutely.
Find someone who can if we can't.
Right. I like that. And again, that number, and make sure I have this right, Lafayette, so you check me, okay? I don't mind. 336-759-7477.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both.
You're so welcome. You both look fantastic. And I am looking forward to having you back on the program. And some exciting things that we were talking about, speaking of going into the enrollment period of 2020, I'm definitely looking forward to having you back on the program. So you know with me, no goodbyes, as I like to say, just until next time.
We're glad to see you.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to that next time. Thank you both. And thank you, Radio Family, for your time, your wonderful company, and the good things that you're doing in our communities. Please keep up the good work. And definitely, until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend as we do officially bring to a close another wonderful conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Until that next time, take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.